In his 22 years in the business, Gregory Bloom has sold billions of pounds of proteins and has represented many major protein producers. He is a current member of numerous national industry groups and serves as chair on the Future Leaders of the Meat Industry at NAMA. His consultant business, The Protein Pro, provides sales training for many leading food service suppliers. Through energetic presentations, he helps to evaluate the protein programs and enhance the sales skills of the team, turning their sales force into protein pros.
So we are talking with Gregory Bloom, the Protein Pro. Greg, could you tell us a little bit first about kind of what it is that you do in working with food service distributors?
Sure. I talk to food service distributors, whether it's their sales manager or their management team, and I find ways that I can help them help their customers. And normally what that involves is I would be asked to come in and teach a class or two or three on proteins and how to understand and sell meat. Understand proteins is critical because, of course, restaurateur is spending the majority of their food dollar on proteins, and so it's real important that a broadline food distributor or a center of the plate distributor trains this next generation of salespeople in a way that they're competent to answer questions and consult a shelf of what kind of protein they should be using and how they can save money on their proteins. So I started with the protein piece, but then we kind of broaden it out, Sam, and also talk about strategies of selling. And one of the strategies that I like to talk about is this: we got to stop selling and we got to start solving problems.
Okay, so for you, you know, we say that selling is out and serving is in. What is the difference between those two?
Well, the selling is a transactional kind of relationship with the customer, and it's kind of our default program because it's very me-oriented. And all of us, you know, whether we like it or not, are just very me-centric. We think about our needs and our goals and our objectives and what we want to do, and then that kind of widens out and translates into the company we work for, you know, what labels, what brands, what specialty items does the company want to sell that makes the company money or makes us money? But solving is different because solving has you focus on your client's needs, your client's goals. You know, it's interesting to me, Sam, when I talk to salespeople and I ask them, how long have you been selling that account? And they'll say, oh, many years, 4 or 5 years. I know the operator really well. And I'll say, wow, have you ever ask them what their goals are? Like, why do they get up and go to work every day and really run this restaurant? I mean, it's a lot of hard work, right? And yeah, they're successful, but why do they do it? And I'm amazed that people don't know why their account, that relationship they have with that account, that's so important, because we all understand that relationships are important, but they don't know why that person shows up to work. They do it because they have 3 kids and an aging grandmother that they take care of, or are they close to retirement, or they don't really know anything about their goals. And so one thing I really try to stress when I talk about this selling methodology is understanding why your customer shows up to work and then helping them.
Okay. So can you give an example or maybe a practical example that you've seen of solving versus selling?
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, I can just give you like kind of your classic case of, let's just talk about a guy, let's just call him Jim. So he's been selling food for a long time. He's read all the conventional sales books. He's a student of sales. He knows how to set a good first impression. He knows how to ask questions and listen. You know, the 80-20 rule where you're asking questions and then you're listening 80% of the time. He knows how to mirror the customer, you know, so the customer relates to him. And he just has all these techniques that he uses, that he's learned, and it helps him make his quota, it helps him move the boxes, it helps him get the spiffs, but he's not really focused on the customer's needs, and it's just kind of a paradigm shift for someone like Jim to change the way that they go to the market, because he's just very much me-focused. I'm out there to sell. I got these programs this month that are important for me because I'll make more money, and that's what he goes out and shows. And he's not a bad sales rep. He's one of the top sales reps. But let's compare him to someone we'll call Susan. And Susan, she's a solver. She doesn't go into an account initially with a box of product or trying to save them any money or pitching a specific item. She asks for an appointment with the owner, and she says something like, "Hey, I've analyzed your menu, Jeff, and I would like to sit down with you for 30 minutes at some point when you have time next week because I've studied your menu and I've been in and out of your store, and I just want to share some 30,000-foot observations that I've made because I think I can help you, but I'm not sure until we sit down. I really need to understand what your challenges are, what your goals are, what you're trying to do." And so she comes in with a completely different kind of mindset that she's, and she's genuine about it, Sam. She's not there with this false pretense of it's really about me, but I'm going to say it's about you. She genuinely knows that her success is based on his success, and she may or may not be able to help him. And it's interesting because sometimes when you go to market this way, you'll analyze a person's menu or their concept and where they're buying their food from, and you'll say to them at the end, "You know what? You're better off doing exactly what you're doing, buying from who you're buying from, because that company has some strong buys and some relationships with some vendors, and we don't have that, and so you're better off just buying there." Or, you know, you can kind of piece it out, but whatever's good for the customer is important. And that's the difference in a brief few minutes.
Okay. So this concept of having a more personal relationship, the solving relationship, how is that better for the bottom line or as a strategic plan for a food company?
Well, it's better because of a couple reasons. Number one is we all know relationship. We all understand relationship marketing conceptually, but I'm amazed, Sam, when I go out and work with food service distributors, how many people just default back. It's just our normal inbred computer program to default back to that selling methodology of it's all about me, and they give up the relationship. And like I said when I started, if you're really into the relationship, whether you believe in the solving methodology of sales or the selling transactional methodology of sales, the relationship is key, but I'm amazed that even if relationship is key in either case, how few people really have built a relationship where they understand the goals and the needs and because that creates trust and it creates loyalty and it adds this intangible value. Because the second thing it does, Sam, is it takes, you're not really a salesperson anymore to that person, you're a trusted advisor. You're someone that they can trust with their business. And when companies see that you take ownership of their P&L, their menu costs, their food costs, the look of their operation, and you're coming in and you're making observations, or you're bringing people in from your organization that can make observations. I once had a chef that his whole kitchen was just a total mess, and he's just kind of a not organized person. And a company that was a solving type of company came in and helped the chef organize his kitchen. They came in on Saturday and cleaned out his freezer and his fridge and organized it because he wasn't wired that way and he didn't have the help. And to this day, the guy's kitchen is clean because he got help organizing it. But that's just one example of. But the reason it's not used primarily, and I'll just end with this, is because it takes too much time.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Greg. We very much appreciate it.